Her husband locked an iron muzzle on her, forcing her tongue against it so she couldn't scream for help. The mechanism of the iron muzzle pressed against her tongue, rendering her completely unable to make a sound. There was even a lock on the back of the muzzle. Only he had the key to unlock it. She didn't dare resist at all. The slightest defiance would result in even more brutal beatings. After her husband removed the key, she cautiously turned her head. Just 3 mornings ago, he, as her father, was peeking at his daughter getting dressed. His wife caught him red-handed and stopped his vile act just in time. She furiously reminded him that this was his own daughter, but he showed no remorse. Instead, he slapped her hard across the face. Then, he took out a whip and mercilessly flogged her. This brutal scene was accidentally witnessed by their daughter Anna. Young Anna couldn't understand how the father who preached virtue at church could treat her mother like this, could be so cruel to her mother. That night, Anna suddenly got severe stomach cramps. She rushed to the outhouse. To her shock, she found blood on her pants. She fearfully reached down to check, confirming she was bleeding. Lacking hygiene knowledge, she was terrified by what she saw. Suddenly Anna heard noises outside. She immediately blew out the candle. Through the crack in the door, she saw her mother silently following her father. Driven by curiosity, even though it was raining, Anna decided to follow them, to find out what was happening. She never expected her father would once again use God's will as an excuse to cruelly whip her mother. This scene filled Anna with fear, but there was nothing she could do. Her mother's screams cut through her heart like a knife. That night, her mother had nowhere to turn with her pain. She came to Anna's room, holding her daughter and crying. The next morning, Anna was vigorously scrubbing the dress stained with blood from last night. Her mother came outside, noticing her daughter's strange behavior. She walked over to Anna, gently asking what happened. Anna fearfully told her mother she thought she was going to die. Her mother tenderly stroked Anna's head, smiling and explaining, "This was a natural part of growing up for every girl, a natural phenomenon all girls experience, a special gift that life gives to women." She told Anna, "You've become a woman now." But all of this was being watched by her father. Anna was filled with confusion. She asked her mother, "Why does father treat us like this? Why does mother have to do all the housework? All the household chores fall on mother alone." Her mother replied with deeply ingrained ignorance, "Sweetheart, this is a woman's fate." Anna couldn't accept this explanation. She thought it was extremely unfair